This audiobook is all about one person. And the reason I'm making it is that for a very long time I wanted to say something significant about my relationship with this person because of the way they've influenced my life. And it's somebody who's influenced my life for the last 6 years. And this morning, while I was getting dressed, I flicked through my Twitter list for Ireland and except Cork, and I came across a tweet by one person who retweeted a blog post. So I found myself looking at a link this morning, probably the first link I looked at this morning, and it was a long, substantial blog post from the person I'm going to talk about. And as I was reading it, I marveled at this person, the author's ability. I marveled at it for, I suppose, the biggest reason of all is that I found myself nodding all the way through the blog post and saying, yes, yes, go on, yes, yes, yes. And I was full of this kind of, okay, I was still waking up, but I was full of this enthusiasm, strong enthusiasm, mixed with awe, really. Because the person who had written the blog post had written down what I think myself. They had covered ground that I have thought about. But they had covered it in a way that was so infinitely better than I had ever, could ever have written it down myself. That, you know, I felt, on the one hand, I felt we were both on the same team, you know. And then on the other hand, I felt myself honored to be on the same team. And I then, it was a bit like as if you had an out half on your team in rugby terms who was, you know, as great as Mike Gibson was as a rugby player, and basically you were one of the forward louts in there who was, you know, and but you were lucky to be on the team, but you were on the team. So it is this feeling. Now I wonder, do you have somebody who is like that for you, that, you know, you follow them, you connect with them on media, online in some way. How much you connect with them is another story. But basically, you read their stuff, and you always like to read their stuff if you can. But, you know, the truth is that they very, very often write stuff that leaves you in complete awe, and you don't know what to say about it. You know, and you feel that, for example, if you name the person, people might think that you're just trying to climb on the back of them. Well, you are, in a sense, you're trying to climb on the back of them because you have leaned on them for inspiration. But they might feel that others, strangers, might think that, you know, you were just, you know, writing about how good Lady Gaga was in order to kind of get noticed by Lady Gaga, that kind of a thing. Because I find myself in a situation where I have a reticence about naming the person, even, because I want to say something substantial about them, and I don't want anyone distracted by it, because I have this sense feeling that we all have somebody towards whom we feel awe, and reverence is maybe too strong a word, but we genuinely rate them so much that we're glad and we wish them well and we hope that their life is going to get better and better, you know, for selfish reasons, as much as, you know, the altruistic ones, like, you know, this person is helping to make the world a better place, but just for the sheer fact that I personally, the author of this particular blog post, is, you know, has given me so much good. When I came back from a bout of severe depression that lasted 9 months, and I had disappeared from social media almost entirely during that time, except for probably that magazine thing that comes out every day without you having to do anything about it. But, you know, I came back, and the day after I came back, I think, to social media, as I was just starting to dip my toe in the water, I came across another blog post from this person. And in this blog post, the person revealed something about themselves, and they said something that I interpreted, and I want to stress that I interpreted, brought into my world as a bit of advice that if you had depression or a mental health condition, that you're better to get off social media, really, and to you know, work on face-to-face relationships with people and get better and then come back. Now, that's not the only way of looking at it, and this person I'm talking about wouldn't be laying down the law and wouldn't be entering into battle on the cause of whether you should, because I know somebody, they got in touch with me yesterday even, who finds being online helps them with their depression. So they're, it's horses for courses, isn't it? But back to this blog post this morning. I actually want to say something about this person. Because of what the person has written in the blog post, but also because I feel like, hey, it's about time I pulled it all together, you know. I used to think that everybody in the world knew this person already and that I was kind of catching up with everybody else. And then I mean, hardly a day goes past. In fact, no day ever goes past without me mentioning this person's name to somebody face to face and saying, by the way, so-and-so wrote this, so-and-so wrote that, so-and-so wrote that. Have you seen this? Do you know this thing? Have you read his book? Have you, you know, here's somebody who writes with him and all that kind of thing. Okay, it's a man. I've revealed that much already. But the point about this is that I thought everybody knew his work. And I discovered that that's not the case. Here I am in Cork, and I discovered that there are loads and loads of people who have never heard of this person I'm talking about. So there was I thinking that everybody knew him, and I wouldn't have to mention his name or anything like that. But actually, the truth is that I can help the world be a better place if I introduce him to you. That I have realized. Now, maybe not to you personally, but there are people other than people you know who have never heard of this person. So I believe that, you know, we're our team. We're all out there doing our best, even if we don't realize it, to make the world a better place, survival of the species and all that. And but we are actually doing our best from the angle at which, you know, we come at it to try to make society a better place, try to make society more human. But this man has done it by being successful at business. He actually is sought after by companies who will, you know, who will be lucky to get him to come and speak for their company, you know, staff meeting, their company, a corporate event, whatever. So in the world of corporate life, he's available for hire, and, you know, I believe that no Irish company could do better than to hire him to come and talk, you know, with the board of the directors, or, in fact, even better, with all the staff in the company, and even better, all the staff and the suppliers of the company, and even better, all the staff and the suppliers and the customers of the company, and then all the media people who write about the company. In other words, you couldn't do better than have this guy come to a connecting conference, you know. That's my belief. But more than that, this is a guy I could let loose at any dinner party, and, you know, he wouldn't behave like he was out of place. He would attentively listen to other people at the table, and he would be genuinely interested, and he wouldn't be faking it. He would be, I mean, I feel, you know, I feel proud of the way this guy behaves, and that's kind of a weird thing to say, you know. And, you know, he is actually the most personable person, and I've never met him. So how do I know? I know because I read his blog posts, and any old buddy can write a blog post, so you can, all the stuff he wrote in the blog post this morning could be all made up. But then I have heard other people talking about him. I have seen people mention him on Twitter and on Facebook, and I've seen people quote him. I've actually read a book he's written. And to be truthful, I've heard him on an audio boo. I've watched him live streamed, you know. But on top of that, you know, I've seen the consistency, and that's the key thing. I've seen, you know, you can't act and fake it all ever, really, in my view. But if you do something and you're watched as carefully as, you know, a mad raving fan watches, you know, because I do try to, you know, I don't succeed, but I do try to read everything this man writes, and I do try to. I've seen him on video. Now, there's another thing. I've seen him on video. Yeah, he does video, and he started doing a lot of video this year. And, you know, I've seen him. Now, but the point I'm mentioning this, and the reason I'm deliberately withholding his name, is that I actually think that, you know, you might have somebody else in your, somebody other than this person who is like this for you. You know, who are these people? And they're so important, aren't they? They make me feel, or this man, particular man, makes me feel privileged to be alive. And, you know, and now I think I've said so many good things about him, I daren't mention his name because it just is ridiculous. I don't mind being embarrassed. It's quite a nice feeling to be embarrassed, actually. So if he's listening to this, and he's very busy, you know, and that's the other thing. You know, when you say something about somebody who is, you know, famous, and by famous I mean, you know, popular and connected and all that sort of thing, people know him and rate him, you can be quite sure that he's a honeypot and there are people around him, and when he puts up a blog post there'll be loads and loads of people commenting about it. And you know, you can't be shouting, me, pay attention to me over here, I'm your greatest fan, I'm greater than those other people. No, it is not like that at all. But you know, there are people who quietly, maybe you quietly appreciate somebody, never tell anybody else about it, quietly, and that's fine. You know, but the point is that I think we humans, you know, one of our great abilities is our ability to find others in a conscious way. But actually, as soon as I say that, I think to myself, look, how did I ever follow this guy? How did I ever open my Twitter stream this morning and happen to come across, you know, Bernie Goldbach's tweet, which sent the link out? You know, it was sheer accident. I could have missed it, in other words. But somewhere or other, the universe, this is about me now, the universe said to itself today, today is the very day that I'm going to get Omani blog, Paul Omani, to actually stop saying bits and pieces about this person and, you know, even go as far as putting up a list of the top 10 reasons why I think this person is a really good egg, and this person is part of the community of inspiration from which I draw, you know, the love I have of being online. And I'm not going to tell you his name now because I'm going to do another audio when I have the blog post open in front of me, and I'm going to go down through the blog post in a very different way, and I'm going to actually report to you and fill you in on the exact content and share the content of the blog post, because I haven't got time to write a blog post about the blog post. Okay, there we are. Look, thank you ever so much for listening. If you've got to the end of this, you know, we're on the same wavelength.